gearing up for a big ruling here in New Mexico. Hi, this is Nancy Stapp from your Northern New Mexico newsroom. A high-profile hearing on the legality of same-sex marriages is gearing up for October 23rd as the New Mexico State Supreme Court agreed to hear the cases before them. Yesterday, the brief was filed to the Supreme Court in support of the freedom to marry in New Mexico.
Basically, the brief argued that the exclusion of same-sex couples from marriage violates the New Mexico Constitution.
Amber Royster is Executive Director of Equality New Mexico. At least 8 New Mexico counties, including Taos County, began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, either voluntarily or in response to lower court orders. The state Supreme Court decided to hear the case October 23rd after the state's 33 county clerks requested a decisive statewide ruling. If you're job hunting, this might be a good event for you to go to. 38 employers will be set up at the Partnering for Success Career Fair. Now that's today from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the New Mexico Workforce Connection Office in Albuquerque. Employers that'll be taking part include Comcast, Kohl's, the New Mexico Department of Corrections, and Sandia National Labs. Time is running out for the owner of a winning lottery ticket in New Mexico to claim the prize. The ticket from July is worth $265,000. It's from the Roadrunner Cash Game, and it was purchased in Santa Ana Pueblo for the July 9th drawing. So dig it out. It might be yours. The 5 winning numbers are 4, 18, 25, 32, and 36. The public has been picking up part of the tab for Governor Martinez's out-of-state trips. Public records show the state spent more than $27,000 on costs related to 11 political fundraisers and other trips taken by the governor. Just between mid-March and June, the bulk of that was for the governor's security team. Some was for travel expenses for aides to the governor, the governor's reelection campaign, or organizations inviting her to events paid for most of their own costs. Well, we've been enjoying some absolutely pristine fall weather, and it will continue, although things are expected to cool down a bit coming up tomorrow and through the weekend. A lot of things going on this weekend, too. From your Northern New Mexico newsroom, I'm Nancy Stapp, and you're up to date.